from those days right up to modern times, and the use of an app, this app to try and track, trace and isolate those with coronavirus. Remember the Isle of Wight, the good folk of the Isle of Wight, just over 100,000 of them, 115,000, 120,000 of them are being used, effectively, if I'm allowed to use this expression, as guinea pigs as a trial run. Health Secretary Matt Hancock explained a little bit of how it worked to me earlier this week.
The purpose of this technology is to help get Britain back on her feet by being able to trace the virus. That is the only reason for it. And the data that this app picks up will be stored on your own phone until the point where, if you have symptoms, you need to contact the NHS, when obviously we need to know who you are so we can get you a test.
Well, it's being developed by NHSX, the digital arm of the NHS, but sadly it ran into problems yesterday. Within hours of a trial, notices flashed up on residents' phones warning them it was not compatible. It is reported that it won't work on iPhones or Samsungs and other handsets if they were released prior to mid-2017, so effectively 3 years or older. To Fevzi Tilkulp, who's editor of the tech advice site GadgetDetective.com, all one word, GadgetDetective.com, regularly helps us with these sort of matters. What do the modern phones possess then, Fevzi, that perhaps an older handset might not? Morning.
Morning. Well, it's interesting, they haven't said, but I suspect it is iOS 11, which was launched in mid-2017, is when the operating system went 64-bit. Prior to that, it was 32-bit, so it would need potentially slightly different code to run on that. But it's not beyond the wit of man to make a version that will run on the older ones. And normally, for an app like this, you would make sure that it was available to as many people as possible.
Can you somehow buy an upgrade, or would you have to put in for a new handset, Fevzi?
So, in terms of, although iOS 11, for example, on iPhones was launched in 2017, machines as old as 2013 can actually upgrade to them. So one would hope it will work. You might have an issue with battery life because it will run an older version of the Bluetooth technology, so you might find it kills your battery life. But I think it will probably work on machines that go back as old as 2013, even though but it will rely on people having done the upgrade. And some people will not have upgraded their phones, particularly some Android phones, and particularly, dare I say it, some older users may just be with the operating system that came with it.
What level of confidence do you have in the deployment of this app then, Fevzi?
To be honest, it could be better, partly because of this issue with compatibility, and also because the government has gone for what's called a centralised model. That's to say that they want to hold all the information about our whereabouts centrally on their computers. Apple and Google have cooperated on a system that actually allows this sort of track and trace to work, but without the government knowing everything about every movement we make. But the government, for reasons best known to itself, has gone for that model. And I think that, you know, some people will be concerned, although I still think the greater good is that we install the app. They could have done it in a way that would have assuaged those fears.
I'm grateful to you. Thank you, Fevzi Tilkulp, editor of the tech advice site, GadgetDetective, all one word, .com.